You're about to enter the other side with a new episode of Ectopod.
You can subscribe to this podcast through all your favorite podcasting search engines, such as iTunes. And if you like what you hear, please leave us a ranking or a review.
Also, you don't have to be from the world of the psychic to send us your feedback. Send us your thoughts and Twinkies to us at facebook.com/TheEctopod.
The Ectopod. We're fully licensed and...
we're ready to believe you!
We had so much fun the last time that we're here again. Welcome to episode 2 of Ecto Extra for February 2019.
We're back.
Yeah.
And so, Bill's still broken from last month.
Yeah. All right. We had a little tangent occur off mic that's seeping into our on mic time now.
Trying to keep a straight face here. I'm okay.
To catch everybody up on what the hell this is. Yep. Last month, the news of Ghostbusters 3 broke shortly after we recorded our main episode of Ectopod. So we decided, hey, we need to talk about it.
Yeah. So we decided to create what is now called Ecto Extra, which is just a nice little morsel in between the episodes to get you by.
You know, but this one, I don't think we'll have any real important, like, hard-hitting stuff.
Yeah, you know, nothing's really come out this month. It's been a quiet month so far with, you know, the Ghostbusters 3 and IDW and things like that. But we didn't want to leave you guys with nothing, so we decided to take the opportunity to discuss FanFest.
Absolutely.
We've been discussing it on past episodes and everything, and especially this month. We had the news on the main episode of Ectopod about Ghostbusters 3, our usual stuff, talking about Funkos and all that stuff.
Right.
That to come, because this will be before the episode. we decided to talk about our hopes, because there hasn't been really any information
yet. It's
been
very quiet. I've been in communication with Wizard World about this, and they're keeping pretty tight-lipped. We should be getting something, though, around the time you're hearing this.
Yeah, because we're on the cusp.
Yeah, we're on the cusp. Within a week or two of hearing this, you should be getting at least an announcement of tickets and things like that. But we want to take the time, while we had no real news to talk about, while we had nothing big to talk about, we wanted to kind of discuss what we want to see, our hopes and dreams for the FanFest.
Kind of test the waters of Ecto Extra with no news, but still, we want to talk about Ghostbusters.
We're here.
Why not, right?
Yep. So for those of you guys who don't know what's going on, Sony announced last year that they are going to be holding what is called Ghostbusters FanFest. It is going to be held at the It's going to be held at Sony Studios backlot, the Ghost Corporate Headquarters, on Saturday, June 8th and Sunday, June 9th. It's a two-day event. It's going to be an all-ages event. As of right now, at the time of recording this and releasing this, tickets are not on sale. There is a $100 deposit that you can buy that will secure your line in like a pre-sale sort of fashion. You can get in before all the other people get in. That's the only thing that's occurring right now. There's been no word on guests, no word on artists, no word on... it's been pretty quiet on the front of FanFest.
Which hopefully is a good thing.
Yeah.
I think it's just something that they're playing close to the chest because, you know, I mean, people are going to show.
Yeah, they know people are coming.
It's going to be.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's going to be big. It's just... I know I'm being the skeptic, the Peter Bakeman of the group.
Well, you were talking about the devil on your shoulder.
Yeah, you know? Where it's this, with our past experience with cons and just this type of event in general, it's like, there should be more stuff out by now, right?
Yeah,
even at this point, I'm a little shocked that we haven't gotten at least a little bit.
Something, yeah. But as we just said, more likely they're playing to the chest, and this is, we're just taking the opportunity now to throw out what our hopes and dreams. Like, one thing I really want to see is, I want to see some green cheese nachos.
Oh, heck yeah. Hey, they say less is more, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's...
Sure.
So, ignoring the fact of, like, oh, we're going to get the OG crew here for photos and autographs and things like that. Autographs, we all know, we all want that.
Yeah, there's going to be the same tropes of every convention. There's going to be more likely an artist alley with people selling, like, their... custom-made
Ghostbusters stuff,
artwork, stuff like that. There's definitely going to be an IDW area.
Oh yeah,
and
there'll be a Ghostbusters World area. So the guys at Interdimensional Cross Rip, thanks for the shout out on your guys' show, by the way. Shout out to you as well. They talked about the Ghostbusters World crossover in Canada going on right now with 7-Eleven as a way to test remote locations for Ghostbusters World, that they might be testing it for Ghostbusters Fan Fest, that there might be special Ghostbusters World things occurring at Ghostbusters Fan Fest.
Which would be awesome.
That would be great.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. Yep. Something we talked about off mic too, I talked about a possibility of like a laser tag.
Yeah.
You have some people cosplayed inside like a maze. Just have it like a full on like theme park Hollywood Halloween haunt thing.
Yeah.
Where you're going after ghosts in the maze and everything with laser guns, and they have specialized like either like handguns or whatever stuff like that to zap you too.
I'm anticipating that augmented reality thing.
To make a bit of a comeback.
I mean, it was really big.
Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in New York. When I was in New York for work, I visited. I did the virtual reality. I did everything Ghostbusters in New York. I took advantage of. The only thing I didn't do was go to Columbia University or the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But every other location, I just hopped in a cab, gave them the next one.
Yeah.
I just touristed around in cabs. But I did the virtual reality in Mount Suns, and it is excellent.
I'd love to see that.
You know,
that'd be something cool.
And they don't need that big of a space to do it.
No.
They really don't.
I would be surprised if that wasn't there. You know, it's just everybody getting taking a shot at that.
Yeah. Something I was thinking about too when I was also talking about the nachos, Krispy Kremes.
Oh, yeah.
Why not bring back those?
Oh, how about those green Twinkies, eh?
Oh, yeah. You know? Well, just have like a whole like food market of...
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ecto Coolers.
Exactly.
Let's have the juice boxes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or something like that. Or have them in cans.
Have a keg of it.
Oh, God.
Just on tap.
Yeah.
Oh,
just have it on tap.
Yeah. Big old Ecto Cooler tap. That'd be awesome. I mean, come on. That's a good opportunity.
Okay, so breaking away from the marketing side of it.
Sure.
What would you guys like to see necessarily, like, panel-wise?
I would love to see the IDW panel, and I would hope that, the testing of the waters of this 35th anniversary, I would like to hope. Yeah, because Ninja Turtles, IDW has got a whole lot of different Ninja Turtles comics.
Yeah.
Whether it's Turtles Universe or something based on more of the classic property. They're releasing like some of the older comics, and stuff like that, and they're
going back to the vault with it.
The vault. Oh, they've got the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Then of course they got the Nickelodeon ones, and and of course the actual comic book.
Yeah,
I mean, there's so many worlds. I would love to see a Ghostbusters worlds like thing where I would love to see ATC have its own ongoing series, Real Ghostbusters Extreme. Any of those,
I would like to see
each and every one of those. I would love to just bombard me with some Ghostbusters.
That's the thing, like, alongside with Turtles in the IDW world, Ghostbusters is a big part of the IDW foundation.
Very much so.
To give that kind of announcement and a panel would be amazing. And then also, too, a panel I would definitely love to see would be some of the character actors.
Oh, yeah.
From the past. Of course, our friend Robin.
Yeah.
No, of course.
We have her up there.
Mark Brian Wilson.
Yeah. Everybody, I forget her name, the lady that played Gozer.
Oh, you're talking Slavica Jovan.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I couldn't pronounce that name anyway.
Yeah, getting those people into
William Atherton.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
A panel of them talking about their stuff, too, and then getting some creature creator people up in a panel.
Yeah.
Writers, everything, anybody they could get into panels for a 2-day span.
Yeah,
like have a main stage for like the big panels.
Yeah,
but like how they have at like Days of the Dead,
intimate rooms.
Have intimate rooms for just like the creature creators. Have them there.
Yeah.
With their creations there, talking about okay, this is what we did for this. This is how we did the Terror Dogs, and stuff like that. And then be able to have people go up and go, oh wow, checking out the stuff and everything. And treat it as a full-blown convention, because like we said in the past, too, this is the first Ghostbusters Fan Fest that's a standalone. The other ones have been at WonderCon's cross-country. This is the first one where it's like...
It's Ghostbusters.
This is Ghostbusters.
It's all Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Is Harris Yolen too busy doing really respected work to show up to a Ghostbusters convention?
No.
I mean, the man is an awesome thing. It's like, come on, he's the hammer! Yeah. I don't want to talk about the hammer.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. Just whoever I seriously doubt there's going to be anybody that'd be willing to go like, no, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Unless it's scheduling issues. Like,
right.
Of course, we'd love to see Bill.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
We'd love to see him do a signing or a picture thing, knowing it probably costs a buttload of money to do it.
Oh, yeah.
it'd be probably one of those things like, how many people can we have in the picture? We can have four? Okay.
We're all splitting this $100 each. Yeah.
But
I can't help but think that maybe he'd be there. I mean, you know, he knows the 35th. The first movie really holds a good place in his heart.
Oh, yeah, no.
When you hear him talk about it, he never says, oh, dear God.
I can see him maybe doing, like, a video thing.
No, yeah.
Unless if, like, we talked about in the past.
But this is a perfect opportunity, though, for Bill to just be Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Just to walk into some random hotel where all the Ghostbusters fans are drinking. Now, when exactly. I hang out with...
This he is just up, crash
he,
it.
Just crashes. He could just crash parties all over the place.
And that'd be the thing. He'd stay far away from the convention, but he'd be like... Oh, there's going to be a gathering at this... Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, I would love to...
Have you watched the documentary?
I have not yet.
You got to watch it. It's so great. It's so great.
This is what I want to see. If they do have, like, that AR thing, I'd like to see Bill just strap that thing on and just...
Oh, God.
Wouldn't that be funny?
The thing to do with it would be have it in a separate room.
Uh-huh.
And when people are putting on the glasses and everything, have it be like, okay. And as people are reacting and everything, have, like, different things in the room where Bill could walk in and be behind something.
Yes.
And then as the person's going, oh, my God, where's Fakeman? He's like, right here.
Yeah.
And goes back down. And you're just saying, like, that's a little too real.
You know, I mean, it is a perfect opportunity for Bill to just Bill.
Yeah. No, exactly. Even, like, just having... them announce, like, oh, everybody come to the main stage at this time for a special surprise. Have the lights shut out. Mm-hmm. And be like, okay, what's going on? And have them turn on, and Bill just stand there like,
yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
Also, if he's at the panel, you know those green nachos you were talking about?
Oh, yeah.
There he is. He's sitting there, just eating the nachos.
Not saying a damn word.
Bill, he goes, yeah.
See, one thing I would like to see, and this is something that I would like to see come out of the VIP ticket thing, depending upon if they have levels. Like, Gold Pass member levels, maybe have it only limited to, like, 20. A 60-minute intimate conversation with Ivan Reitman.
Oh, that'd be
oh, God, that'd
just
be
you, just him.
Having
small
one
room.
Of the intimate panel rooms where
yeah.
it's just like...
Yeah.
It's and, Ivan, like...
But he's not even up on a stage. You know, he's sitting with everybody else. It's just an intimate conversation
well, like,
with Ivan Reitman.
The panel that I went to at the LA Comic Con for The Death of Superman Lives was yeah. one of those intimate rooms... And it could be just where it's Ivan. It's a little stage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ivan could be sitting up there with somebody chosen to moderate it, but basically do like a sit down one on one interview with them, and then at the end they open up to
right
Q&A.
Yeah.
And then after that they have a quick like have your phone ready for a selfie with Ivan.
Right.
That feels yeah. so personal.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I would like to because as much as we all want to see the OG crew, we want to see Bill, Dan, Ernie.
Yeah. I want to see Ivan.
I want to see Ivan.
And
yeah.
also, too,
I got this close to meeting him at freaking Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah,
oh,
I got stopped by a security guard.
No, Ivan is definitely someone I'd really love to pick brains.
And then also, too, like we discussed in the past, I think more on Nowhere than anything else, Rick Moranis is stepping out of the world, too.
Yeah.
That is true.
He is coming back.
Okay, but yeah, I mean, if... To coax him out of retirement, you know, like I said, it's not impossible.
Yeah.
You know, he's...
Kids are grown.
His kids are grown. He's gotten into busy, you know, really busy. I mean, if it would be a good, like you said, a good flagship for him to just jump right back on
yep.
into it.
Yeah.
You know, jump into it. It's like, remember, it's like, you know what? Remind everybody just how much of a superstar you really are, because you are.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so now let's go to the merchandise side. Mm-hmm. What kind of exclusives would you guys like to see?
God, the list could go on and on for that.
Well.
Let's narrow it down.
Okay.
What kind of exclusive Funko would you like to see? What would be a really awesome Funko?
I say the real Ghostbuster Funkos.
Okay.
The different
real
color suits.
Funkos are good. How about mood slimed race hands?
Oh yeah.
There you go. You know, like here,
he's got the little you know scrunched up hair, and he's got like almost like the dark pinkish. Like a uniform because the khaki's covered
exactly,
in
yeah.
slime.
Or Janosch one.
Janosch one with the happy
happy New Year hat on.
Honestly, just a Ghostbusters 2 series of Funkos would be just awesome.
That yeah,
even a little
yeah.
Oscar, like have a Dana and Oscar double pack.
There you go.
Oh yeah.
yeah.
Ooh, how about slime blower Ray and Winston pack?
Yeah,
where they're
yeah.
packaged together. Oh. We'll call it It's Slime Time, Ray and Winston.
Exactly.
Yep.
And they're, like, clinking their blowers together.
Yeah, and then also, not to just narrow it to Funkos, like I said, the list could go on
yeah,
and on.
Yeah,
because we could
oh,
get,
it could.
Like,
just,
Diamond
I'm
Select could have,
it
could be doing anything. They could do some reissues when it comes to Diamond Select.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. Or revamped issues.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
DVD-wise, the laundry list could go on and on.
Yeah.
You can have... They can announce special editions of the complete series of the Real Ghostbusters, finally get the Extreme Ghostbusters released.
Yep. Ooh, Extreme Ghostbusters DVD release, and how about another edition of Ghostbusters that comes out that actually has the full DeMort find scene? You know, the scene where Ray and Winston go to the fort, and that's where Ray gets the blowjob?
Yeah.
I'd like to see that scene in its entirety, and they actually have that.
Yeah.
A
definitive cut.
Because they just dug that up.
Yeah.
So I would love that inserted in another release of Ghostbusters. Yeah.
And then jumping back to the figures and everything, too, jumping into more of the universes, too. Like, give us figures for the Prime Ghostbusters IDW series. Give us the Extreme Ghostbusters figures.
Yeah, oh God. Yeah.
Give us
Answer
the Call figures. Give us...
Yeah.
You give them... Yeah.
Open the door. Open the Pandora's box with this one.
Well, that'd be cool. Have Eric Bernheim or have Dan Schoening help design the figures and stuff like that. Have them based more on the comic books.
Yeah.
I mean, just like you said...
Comic book figures are a big...
They are a hit. Like those awesome Batman-looking ones and some of the classic Superman.
And then...
I would like to see a reissue of some of the promotional material that they came out with for stuff like the like when you could send away for the Ghostbusters fan club stuff and you got the paranormal investigator like certificate and things like I'd love to see them have just booths of that. You get that stuff for free. You can get buttons and pins.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's the stuff I'm a sucker for. I'm a sucker for promotional stuff. Buttons, pins, things like that. I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff. I'm like, just give me
some more. recently, somebody had the negative. I believe it was like the original print of the Real Ghostbusters promo pilot, and we have a version of it in the Time Life set, right?
Yeah.
Somebody took that and cleaned it up. I think they should make the cleaned up version readily available.
If we're gonna go do that and make a Blu-ray. Release of the Real Ghostbusters series.
I say a big 10-4.
And
have that included in there.
Oh, yeah.
All those little things that they put in the Time Life set, I'd say really release that. Dig all that stuff up and put it onto a Blu-ray set.
Yeah, that's like with my recent watching of the Robin Williams thing, Time Life does not pull punches.
They sure don't. I will say this, it is worth... If it's only out there for $500 or $800, it is worth every penny.
I dropped $200 on the Robin thing.
Blam.
Yeah.
You know, you just got...
I think I made my final payment this month.
Way to go!
Yeah.
Congratulations, you own it outright.
Yeah, they can't take it back.
Yeah, and this is mad.
They can't put it on your credit.
At least it wasn't a tattoo, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I think that should be readily available again.
And speaking of tattoos, might as well have some tattoo artists there.
There you go.
Because in have some tattoo contests.
I would get a Ghostbusters tattoo at FanFest.
As much as I love Ghostbusters and everything, and we've had this conversation a lot.
Well, there's so many things that you love that you still haven't gotten tattoos.
Yeah,
yet.
I don't think I'll ever get a tattoo.
Me neither.
I will go ahead and get 3 tattoos, just one for each of you.
Okay.
I'll take your tattoo.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Because I'll
say I have 9 of them as my own as it is.
Yeah, I think that's my thing too. Like if I would get it, and I think it would be a slippery slope where it would just become like a sleeve of.
Yeah.
I don't have a defined arm enough to have a sleeve. I got to work out.
I would also like to see exclusive books.
Yes.
Like lithograph kind of books, like artwork books, like...
Like the owner's manual of the Ecto-1.
Yeah.
And maybe go into owner's manuals for everything else, have the owner's manual for...
Well, I would like to see a book...
Proton Blast.
I would like to see a book of all the concept art.
Oh, yeah.
I know there's a lot of it in the Visual History Guide.
But still...
There's plethora, but I want to see. But see, for me, because I'm a filmmaker at heart.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want a book of call sheets, storyboards, script notes, things. I want to see what the script supervisor's notebook looked like at the end of Ghostbusters. That's the stuff I want to see. That I would like to see at this fest.
We got a taste of that in the Ultimate Visual History, and I'd love to see more of that.
Yeah,
there was one called like the. the Ghostbusters Complete Effects Guide that came out. It was a special effects magazine. Yeah. It was one of the greatest covers. I think it was. It even had some stuff in there that rivaled the Ultimate Visual History.
Nice.
That was fun. Yeah. You know, they had the breakdown. They had people talking about, like, the different series, every different aspect we had. Okay, Joe. We sat down with Joe Magic, the designer of the Ghostbusters logo, and he was talking about where it came from with him, how it started out looking like Casper, and then he decided to do the corkscrew thing on his head. That stuff is just great, and I think we've just only scratched the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I think that pretty much covers our hopes and dreams.
Yeah, because we could go forever.
We could go on and on. You know,
but we got more episodes.
But we got more time to do that.
It'll be touched on again.
Yep.
Especially as stuff becomes available.
So
yeah.
keep your guys' eyes open to our Facebook page, facebook.com/theectopod. If anything breaks, we will definitely cover it there. You can check our Twitter at the Ectopod or our Instagram at the Ectopod Podcast.
So I guess with all that, this has been Josh.
It's been Doug.
And this is Phil, and I'm going to say it anyway. We will see you on the other side.